Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Bruce B. Tryon grew up in Utica, New York, one of three siblings. Started off in the printing profession in a small printing office, then moved to Boston. Worked at the Christian Science Publishing Society as a printer for several years. After this department was outsourced, he worked with a small printing company for a short time. Bruce explored different avenues trying to break into the computer industry by taking a two-year degree course. Also worked different temp jobs before deciding to be a stay-at-home dad for a special needs daughter. He continued to try to find another career path, taking some writing courses. Eventually, he started on his book, The Box and My Trouble Getting It. With the help and support from his wife, Marilyn, it eventually was published, and the reviews have been excellent. Bruce Tryon, author of the mystery, thriller, suspense, young adult novel, The Box and My Trouble Getting It, is our guest on This Week in America. Bruce, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
Looking forward to this and the discussion of this book and how this whole book came about. But first of all, I know you've wanted to be a writer. You took the courses. You're doing so well with this. The first book is published. What's your goal as an author? What do you hope to accomplish?
To see the book published all over the world, possibly.
Well, and you're on your way to doing that. The book is doing well here, and word is getting out, and the reviews have been good. What was it like when you started writing? And let's talk about why you decided to be a writer. It sounds like, as I'm reading your background, you had all these other things you were working on, but sort of in the back of your mind, you wanted to do some writing. When did this start for you to become a writer?
Oh, it's been going on and off for half my life, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just sat down and, like I said, I took it. But why, I don't know. It's just something different.
Was that your parents' influence? Did you read a lot as a child? Was it a teacher that had influence on you? What was it that really stirred this in the first place?
Just an interest.
I think everybody grows up like, not everybody, but many grow up like that, where you read and you get fascinated by the worlds that they've created and storytelling. And our guest on the program is just like that. It's Bruce Tryon. That's spelled T-R-Y-O-N, if you're Googling. Book available at Amazon, other places as well. And Bruce has a new website. Bruce, what's the website where we can get more information about? You can order the book there as well.
It's myfirstandlastname.com.
Which is very simple. And we've got all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Bruce Tryon, T-R-Y-O-N.com. Book available. You can link on directly there to Amazon, all the usual places to get a copy of the book, The Box and My Trouble Getting It. You know, this, you write in such a visual way, and this is a great story that we'll talk about as our conversation continues here. Do you hope this is a movie someday? I'm reading this and I'm seeing it in my mind and I'm thinking, boy, this would make a great motion picture. Have you talked about that?
The publisher is working in that direction.
When you were writing this, did you see this as being a possible movie as well? Was that unfolding in your mind as well as you were telling the story?
No. I had no idea. I was just writing it.
Well, you have a talent for doing this, and I think would make an excellent book turned into a movie. Does the book have the right stuff, the basic story elements of a book, suitable for an adaptation?
Yes, it's got a little suspense, some action, romance.
You have memorable characters, too. Talk about that. In fact, let's get into, give me a little, I didn't want to give away too much at the beginning. I didn't know how much you wanted to talk about what actually happens in the book. The book is The Box and My Trouble Getting It by Bruce Tryon, our guest on the program. Tell me a little bit about the book. Give me just a synopsis of the story.
Well, the main character is John Abb. Signs on to a six-month contract with an interplanetary freighter, hoping to extend it into a two-year contract. Little does he know that he will be fighting for his life as an explosion goes off in a space station cargo bay. Put on probation by his captain, falls in love with the captain's niece, and helps rescue three women who were abducted a year ago. Who was responsible? A neighbor clan or planetary? And who is the spy in the crew?
Well, you've got a lot there. The book is The Book, The Box, and My Trouble Getting It by Bruce Tryon, our guest on the program today. Where did this idea come from? How did you come up with this concept for this story?
I'm not sure. As I say, I just sat down and started writing. I'm not sure where it came from.
Interesting, because I'm trying to think of something I've seen or read, and you've got some unique characteristics here, and the character really has a lot of conflict going on in the course of this story. In reading it, you get people that are saying, love what the author did, looking forward to his next work. Is this a one-off, or are you thinking about maybe doing a series?
No, I started the second book.
Ooh. How long did it take you to write this book, and how long do you think it will take for the second book to reach publication?
If I judge it on this one, probably 30, 40 years.
You'll be the oldest published author. We'll find Bruce in Guinness looking for the world's oldest author there. So it takes a while. Talk about the writing process. When you sat down to do The Box and My Trouble Getting It, did you have an outline? Did you start with the outline and go back and follow that pretty much straightforward as you were doing the story? Or did you let the story sort of unfold as it was coming together in your mind?
I've tried the outline on a book. I could never seem to get it right. I basically just sit down and let the story unfold by itself.
You know, it's interesting because when you read things, it says like you need the outline, you get the outline together, you've thought it through, you go back and you basically, that's the format. That's what you use to put the book together. But most of the authors I talk to are like that. They may have some elements that are sketched out ahead of time, but they find that the characters take upon a personality of themselves as the story unfolds. Did you find that as you were telling it, that maybe it's going, the characters are taking you in a different direction than you were thinking about going?
I believe so, yes.
How difficult is it for you to sit and write? Do you dedicate a certain period a day where you sit and write? Do you do it when the mood comes to you? How do you go about writing, the discipline of daily writing?
I don't have one. I have a local coffee shop that I can sit in. I'll sit there, drink coffee, watch people, listen to music, and type that way.
You know, that's interesting.
Or I've also done it in my car, too.
So you don't need, like, a quiet place set aside where nobody knows where Bruce is and you can go in there and think. It sounds like you could do this about anywhere. In fact, it sounds like you're sort of stimulated by these outside influences.
Sometimes, yes.
Do you have periods where, okay, I really need to do something here today and I'm not getting real far? Do you have a problem with that, the writer's block that they talk about? I mean, talk to some people that are just the opposite. They get going, they don't want to stop.
Most of the time it's a writer's block. But sometimes when I get the inspiration, I just sit down and can't stop.
And it sounds like you've structured this so that when you can't, you stop. And when it's coming like that, you make plans and you go ahead and you work on it. Who are some of the let's start as a child, where the inspiration came, this desire to write. Who did you read as a child growing up? What types of books did you enjoy?
I was probably one of those kids that really didn't read. And this inspiration to write was probably mid-20s, mid-30s.
Interesting. Now, do you read a lot now, other authors?
No. But I have audiobooks I listen to.
Ah, okay. A time in the car, that's a great way to spend that. When you wrote this, when you wrote this, in the book we're talking about is The Box and My Trouble Getting It. I mentioned a thriller, a mystery, suspense, the young adult novel. Talk about having all of those elements in the book. Is that how it started off? Or again, is that something that you were able to detect and flesh out during the course of the writing?
It was more of a something evolved. I'm not sure what age group I was going for, but it evolved through the story itself.
Being a published author now, you mentioned your wife there has been very supportive with her help. You've got this book published. You're a published author now. You've got copies of The Box of My Trouble Getting It on all of the book websites worldwide. You've got them in bookstores. Talk about what that was like when you, this really became, what was a dream really became a reality when you're standing there with a cover, you know, right in front of you in the book, the Box of My Trouble Getting It. What was that like seeing the finished product for the first time?
Scaring, surprised, unsure, happy.
Yeah, I can believe all those emotions would come flooding to the forefront as you were going through that. You mentioned you're working on the sequel. Any other projects you've got going? Any other writing you're interested in?
I'm thinking of a mystery story, a spy story. Mm-hmm. Got a few pieces of each one of them.
Yeah, how do you get the storylines when you say, like, let's take the spy novel, for example, something you'd like there? Is that something that goes back to a movie you saw one time or a book you read about or an interest? Where did that idea come from?
Actually, I'm not sure.
Okay, so if it just comes, then go with it. I think that's probably the key. So many people in a creative atmosphere sort of suppress those thoughts when they get them. Do like Bruce does, write them down and try to make a book out of them, which is what he's done with The Box and My Trouble Getting It. Bruce Tryon, our guest on the program, that's Tryon. His website is hisname.com, brucetryon.com. Book published by Prose Isle Publishing. Find information at proseislepublishing.com as well. Amazon, of course, the usual places. And all of this is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can log on to get that information and link up directly to Bruce's website. If somebody would have said to you 10, 12 years ago when you were studying computers, when you were working in printing, that you would be a published author someday, would you have believed that? Would you have thought we'd be here in 2021 in talking about a book that you have published?
No, would have no idea. I might even laugh at him.
Yeah, I can understand that. And here we are actually talking about it, and you've got the book out there. What do friends and family say, people that know you, and all of a sudden you're a published author and you're going to a family get-together over the holidays and people are talking about the book that you had written? What kind of comment are you getting back from them?
The ones that know about it are happy, excited.
And the other ones, you'll make them aware of it and sell them a book. You take a box of books with you to the Christmas gathering this year and it makes a great Christmas gift. This is a book that's got a universal story, and it's a great gift for anybody. Mystery, thriller, suspense, young adult novel. The book is The Box and My Trouble Getting It. What's like life for you now? I mentioned that you're a stay-at-home dad taking care of your daughter. You've got the publishing going on. How enjoyable is this for you?
It hasn't changed much.
Well, you've had the time that you've been able to dedicate to writing and to working on the book. When you started writing this, The Box of My Trouble Getting It, we talked about this is going to be the first of at least two. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say the first of two books. You may have more in mind. How many books do you think you can do of this series?
I do not know.
Interesting.
I'll have to start the second one and see what happens.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, as you wrote the first one, did you think, okay, I've got to leave a few things here because I am going to do part two? Or was it after you published the Box and My Trouble Getting It that you decided, I think I'll do a sequel?
Yes, it was after.
Afterwards, that's interesting. I was going to ask if you've got a little more freedom knowing this. You don't have to wrap up the story because you're going to go on in the second book. And it's interesting, you didn't know it until you were finished. The title is The Box and My Trouble Getting It. Explain the title to us, how you came up with that.
Well, as I say, take John Ebb and his adventures through the different places he's got to go to. Again, I don't want to give too much of the story away. He was given an assignment by the captain to get this box. And the story wraps around where he goes, what he does, who he meets, what trouble he gets into, as well as his romance with the captain's niece. And he's also maybe looking at Captain's daughter too for romance.
Oh, he's got his hands full. And speaking of that, I love the cover of the book. We've got John Ebb there with the box, and we sort of visualize who we're talking about as the main character in the book, The Box and My Troubles Getting It. What do you hope the takeaway is when someone reads this book? What do you hope when they finish the book? What do you hope their thoughts are?
An adventure?
Yeah, it's a good escape, isn't it?
Enjoyed.
Yeah.
Was that...
enjoyed adventure.
Well, yeah. Was that, when you were writing it, was that an escape for you? Was that a chance to get away in this world that that Bruce has created and spend some time there with these characters? Was that part of the fun of writing this, that you had a chance to sort of escape yourself into this world that you created?
Yes.
It
was nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are probably times when during real life you wish you were back in the world that you had created, because it's a fascinating story. It's fast paced. It's a great read. I mentioned, holidays coming up. This is a great gift for any reader in the family. And the book's available at all of the usual places, Amazon.com, all of the others. You get information on Bruce. You can order the book as well by going to Bruce's website, which is brucetryon.com. That's T-R-Y-O-N. You'll go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. That'll take you right to Bruce's website. Bruce, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of The Box and My Trouble Getting It. Good luck with we'll check back in 30, 40 years and see how you're doing on book two. And hopefully we'll both be around and I'll have a chance to talk with you about that. But it's been enjoyable. Interesting to find out how the book came about, where the story comes from. It's been a pleasure, Bruce, having you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. The book by Bruce Tryon is The Box and My Troubles Getting It. Again, Amazon. Bruce's website, brucetryon.com, T-R-Y-O-N. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.